listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio podcast, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in again to another episode. It's really a special episode. We normally take the summers off in between seasons. We're getting ready to start season five in just a few weeks, but There are things that have been happening, and it's really been stirring me up, and I've really been perplexed over some of the stuff that I'm hearing, and it's coming across our pulpits across the nation. And so after hearing this, we decided, you know, we have to get in here and just say a few things about what we see happening and happening at the hands of these, I call them wizards, these warlocks that operate in these pulpits. And in this episode, we're calling the Lying Prophet. As you can see, that QR code up there in the corner, if you scan on that QR code, you can find all the ways, that link tree, all the ways that you can contact us. We'll drop it here very quickly, but you can always reach us via our email at straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. That's straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. You can go to the website, visit our website and see what we have going on there on the website. That's straighttruthradio.com, www.straighttruthradio.com. Again, the link tree is there. That's link tree straight, that's STR8, straight true rad. So straight, STR8, true, TU, TRU, and then RAD, RAD. So straight true RAD on Linktree. And if you're watching us via social media, obviously you're here on Facebook, and we thank you for your viewership. We ask you to share these episodes with your family and friends, and let them know that we are trying to make sure that none will be lost. None will be lost with all that is going on in these days. But we're straight, we're on Facebook, X, or now Twitter, now X, as straight, STR8, Straight Truth Radio. And I think you can also catch us on our CK Holy Man page. Also YouTube, that's straighttruthradio.com. And if you're watching us via Instagram, Straight_true_radio. Well, I think it's Straight Truth Radio now. I think we updated that. So if you're watching us on Instagram, God bless you to our IG audience. You're here. You're watching us. So, we're now on Twitch. That's Straight Truth Radio on Twitch. And those of you who just like to listen to the, you like to listen to the podcast format, the audio format, you can search us just Straight Truth Radio. Look us up at Anchor, Apple, Breaker, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Radio Public, Spotify. So let's get into this episode. This episode we are calling The Lion Prophet. The Lion Prophet. Now, it's very important that you understand that when we talk about false witnesses or liars, lying prophets, that the only way that you can tell the difference, there has to be, the only way that you can tell what's false and what's a lie, there has to be on the opposite end a true witness. Now, there are those who will try and say, see, all of them, we like the broad brush, you know, like women will say they had a bad experience. And because they had a bad experience with the man, all men are dogs. Well, not all men are dogs. Maybe the ones that you dealt with treated you badly and treated you wrong. And that is unfortunate. That shouldn't be. But that is not the case with all men. In the same spirit, all pastors are not bad. All pastors are not crooks. All prophets are not liars and evangelists and, talk about the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, also bishops, elders, ministers, overseers. You know, every minister is not a crook because you ran into one. And every minister is not a liar because you ran into one. And so the way to tell the difference is to measure the lifestyle of that whom you are submitted to or that you view and watch. There's a way to tell. Now, what has stirred me up is that in our pulpits today, we have heard off saying, off teaching, off. Let me just give you an example, and I shouldn't have to. By now, it's so popular. I mean, I think I even talked about episodes ago where there's a pastor who was talking about now growing weed and marijuana in the land they got down there in Atlanta. You know, now where in the book, in what book, in what Bible does God condone chemical substances? I'm trying to find where God ordained that, because all of my living growing up, before even thinking about ministry as a child, I have always heard that we should abstain from, shouldn't be drunkards. You know, that this body is a temple. Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? And so that spirit of God that abides on the inside is not supposed to be corrupted with worldly things such as blow, marijuana. Got some of these. I think the same pastor, he was seen at a hookah spot, you know, smoking on that on that the hookah thing with, you know, whatever it is, whatever's in it. I don't know. I just seen the picture of it, and I said, these people don't understand the damnation that you bring on yourself. And by the way, for those other platforms which this episode goes out on, and I know we have a time limit and certain platforms, whatever, we may go over on this because I want to say what I got to say, say what I need to say in this episode. And if I go past a deadline, I'm sorry. But come back and upload this to your own page, private page, whatever, you know, and share it with whomever. But there are some things that we need to be very, very careful of. See, there is a reason why Jesus said in Matthew 24, when the disciples asked him, when shall these things happen? What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Now, those three questions they asked. Notice the first thing, read Matthew 24. Notice the first thing that Jesus said in response to their question. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, why would he say, take heed that no man deceive you in reference to last day events? Because Christ knew that deception was going to be Satan's number one target in making sure folk miss heaven. Deception, lies, and guess who he uses? He uses willing vessels, and unfortunately, some of these willing vessels operate out of the so-called house of God. Now, there's some scriptures that I want to take a look at. Let's go over here to Ezekiel chapter 13. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 13, and I'm gonna do just a little reading. But there's something that I wanted to. Let me see. There's a certain verse that I was looking for, and I haven't found it. And if someone wants to send it to me, then, you know, whatever. Let me just start here. Verse 1. He talks about, he said, the lying prophets reprove. And the word of God, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts. Notice what he said, out of their own hearts. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets. Now, we're not targeting just one office. When I say prophets, I know I keep saying prophets. The title of this episode is called Prophets. But remember, the prophet is the office of the prophet. He or she is the foreseer. They supposedly hear from the Lord, and they project, or they convey to you what is going to happen, what they have foreseen, what the Lord has shown them. But God uses many of his ministers, no matter what your office is, whether you're minister, elder, overseer, bishop, apostle, you could be the prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor, be a part of fivefold ministry, or just hold an office as a bishop, whatever the case, you can be used prophetically and not be a full-fledged prophet. So when I'm talking about the lying prophet, I'm really talking about the one who is supposed to be the proclaimer of God's word, whether you hold the office of minister, bishop, whatever office you hold in, whatever office it is, but you operate out of your own heart, you didn't hear nothing from the Lord. You're going by your own perception, your own understanding. You ain't hear nothing. You a lie. I want to talk about some of the lies that I've been hearing as of late. Anyway, Let's finish here. Let me go back to verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 3. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that, watch this, that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. God know what you're seeing, and he know you don't see nothing. He know you don't have nothing. God knows you don't got nothing. He know you're lying. Now, the people don't know unless they have a discerning spirit. And from the looks of it, a lot of folk don't have a discerning spirit. They're hearing the lies and following the lie. And then they repeat the lie that they hear. Let me give you a prime example how we project. I say we because I am a pastor and I'm a minister. I've been in ministry 30 plus years. 30 plus years. So now watch this. Let's go over here to Numbers. Let's go over to Numbers 13. I'm going to come back to Ezekiel. And I want to show you this example of how proclaimers, watch this, I'm just going to use the word proclaimers, so then that you understand that I'm not dogging a certain office. I'm going to say proclaimers. So in Numbers 13, when you read it, you're going to find here in Numbers 13 that Moses sends out the spies to spy out the land of Canaan. They come back to Moses with a report. And I'm going to pick up, let me start over here. Let me start verse 27. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us." Now this is, he sent out 12. "Where thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this fruit, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people," now they told the truth up until this point. "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb steeled the people before Moses." So watch. Caleb says, "Okay, now look, hold on. Before y'all start tripping, just relax. Hear us out." And stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Moses sends them out to see what the land, the sea of, now keep in mind, this is the same land that God had already promised Israel through Abraham. Now it's time to go up and possess it. So Moses sends out he sends out 12 spies to spy out the land. And now they come back with a report to proclaim to the people, to the congregation. Verse 31, "But the men that went up with him," so now there's Joshua, Caleb, and the others. "And they went up with him," now watch, "the other 10 proclaimers, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." Number one, how you know how strong they are? What is the litmus test? What are you gauging their strength by when God promised you the land? Okay, verse 32. "And they brought up," and watch what God said, watch what God's word said, "and they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying that the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up its inhabitants thereof." Did they say they saw that? Did they say that they witnessed those coming up against them being devoured? Did anybody say that they witnessed such an evil deed? Where did that even come from? They eat up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. So he's calling them giants. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come up of the giants, and we were in our sights. Now here it is. Watch the cowardice. And we saw we were in our own sight as grasshopper, and so we were in their sight. Now watch. They believe that in the eyes of the enemy that they were grasshoppers, and they just projected that in their sights we were the same thing to them. Now how you know? Do we have a report that they went mingling among the enemy? The giants say, "Hey, look, you know, God gave us this land. We about to come up here and take it from y'all. We about to kill everything here, and we about to take it from y'all. You know, because this is the land that you know, y'all evil anyway. So this is judgment coming upon y'all, and God sent us here to clean y'all out, to take you out." And was the response, "Man, get out of here, y'all little grasshoppers. We're going to step all over you." Was there even a conversation? Because they were sent to spy out the land, not to mingle among them and get a report from them, to conversate with them. When a spy, you know what the job of a spy is. They were sent to spy out the land, not to sit up and mingle among them. And so they come back with a report that they are not able to do what God promised them that they could do, and to possess a land that they said they can have. Now, this is coming from leadership. The two were outnumbered by the 10. You see that? And in today's church, we have the same kind of spirit, a cowardice spirit that does not tell the truth and operates out of their own heart and out of their own spirit and is not seeing nothing from God. I.e., you gonna tell me that God said grow weed on the church land and use it as an evangelism tool to bring men into the church? God said that? Or did that come out of your own spirit? Not only that, this other guy, popular, I don't know what city or state he in, but the one who did the Easter program. Who's the guy that did the Easter program and had them they did the play and had them girls up there doing the booty talking? Todd. Who said, as a pastor, he says, "I don't know what the Bible says about homosexuality." If you don't know what the Bible says about a subject, why are you in the pulpit? Love is love. What scripture is that? I know the Bible says that God is love. But not only that, this other pastor who says, and I can't think of his name, the one who says something about, you know, God does not deliver everyone. You know, everybody. Now, The Bible I read says that we are more than overcomers. In fact, in Revelation, he says, and to him that overcomes the world, him will I grant you to sit with me. So you're not sitting with him if you have not overcome the world. And God promised that we are now, his word says that we are more than overcomers. So where is this weak knee preaching coming from? From people who operate out of their own spirit, their own spirit. Let's just give you some scripture reference where we talk about the warning of false teachers and false and corrupt priests. Because it's so much here. And I really don't have the time to read it all, but and false shepherds. We go over here to let's go over here to Jeremiah. I'm just gonna pull up certain verses. Jeremiah chapter 23. And so in chapter 23, verses, what we got here? He says, woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my sheep, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their foes, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. But watch this. He said, woe unto you that scatter the sheep of his pasture. See, these are not your people. Liar. These are not your people. These are God's people. And when we do not operate in the fruitful works that God has given us to operate in, we damage and scatter God's people. How many folk have left church for various reasons? For various reasons. Some church hurt. Folk, you know, something was done to them, or somebody said something about them, or they just didn't feel the love anymore, and so they left. Whether it was the pastor and or the membership, and then the pastor don't even do nothing about it. Don't even talk to those who have left. Don't even investigate and find out what is really going on. Now, to the one who has been hurt, don't treat every church and every pastor like the one you left because you had a bad situation. Because Paul still admonishes us, to forsake not our gathering together. So he tells us, yeah, come to church. You was just in a bad situation. That's it. But he says, woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Let me go over here to, let me see. I'm going to go over here to, let me go over here to Matthew. I'm just going to jump around here and hit up a couple of verses here. Let me do Mark 13. Mark 13. Go to Mark 13. Mark 13, verse 22. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. So, again, Christ here is giving the warning. He's giving us the warning that, yeah, we are now in the last days. Remember I told you in Matthew 24, the disciples asked the three questions, those magic three questions. When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And the very first thing that comes out of Jesus Christ's mouth is, take heed that no man deceive you. So he says, and false Christ. So, and this is not saying that, you're just going to have a bunch of folk. It's not just saying you're going to have a bunch of folk that claim that they're Jesus Christ and try and show you a sign. No, it's not just saying that. It's saying you're going to have false Christians. Not just a folk trying to pretend they're Christ. You got this, I think this movie coming out talking about the Book of Clarence. I saw the in this preview. What movie? We went to go, I think it was the Equalizer. We went to see the Equalizer and doing the preview time. They saw this, I forget the brother's name. I forgot the character's name. But the movie is called The Book of Clarence. And I said, this is a blasphemy. No wonder it's happening now. Another blasphemous characterization of the life that we are supposed to live. We just preached today out of Ephesians chapter 1 how we are supposed to be holy and blameless before Him and Jesus Christ in love. And how He chose us before the foundation of the world. That we are to walk and be holy and blameless before Him in love. But another witness or another avenue of blasphemy coming out in this movie, The Book of Clarence. And it's going to be comedy to some, but it's going to be a shot to us. And do you know and understand, you can talk about Christians day and night. You can talk about them. You can do whatever you want. Attack them both in word and deed and whatever. And nothing is done about them. But you better not talk about a Muslim. You better not attack a Muslim. You better not attack Jews. You better not. But Christian is open game. But Jesus said, if the world hates you, he hates you because they hated me first. And so, again, now the only way that you know that some of these pastors and some of these ministers, again, proclaimers, I said, we're not talking about a certain office, but they're all proclaimers. The only way you know that some of these proclaimers are false is because you have to have a real one. There has to be a real one present. The problem is, where are the real ones in response to all this false mess that's going on? Why are we so silent? Here's another lie. Another lie getting ready to come up here in just a few months. We're going to be celebrating the season where we are talking about Jesus is the reason for the season. No, he is not. Jesus is not the reason for the season in December. Jesus is the reason for your very being. In him we move, in him we live, in him we have our being. He is the reason for your being. He is not the reason for, I'll deal with Christmas a little later. We got our new season of Straight Truth Radio podcast will kick off in one of the weeks in October. This is just a special episode. We felt led that we had to get this episode out. But watch. Christmas is about to come up. And we're going to have churches all across the country lined up with Christmas trees in your church. In the church. When Jeremiah said, be not like the heathen that cuts down trees, stands it upright, and decorate it. And you know, I didn't even know. I was 16 years old. I wasn't even saved. I was not even saved. I wasn't thinking about preaching. I was 16 years old when I told my mother, you know what? You don't need to put up no tree this year. We done with all of that. We don't need no tree. A tree for what? I didn't even know it was in the scripture. I had to get saved and be in the way, for a few years. And as I was reading the Bible, doing my own devotional time, had to come across it. Now, again, I'm not gonna get on it right now. I'm gonna wait a few weeks as we get closer, and then I'm coming again. Listen. If you got a tree in your church, you wrong. I'm sorry. I love you, and I'm just gonna say it like it is. Jesus is not the reason for that season. That mess. Okay, let me move on. Another lie in our churches. Well, we already mentioned smoking pastors and drinking pastors and pastors who say love is love, and ain't no scripture for that. You don't know that God, you forgot that God is love, and God called us to be holy and blameless before him in love, because he is love. And you and your love is love lying self, and you got folk following you, that's another lie. Let me tell you another lie that we tell. Another lie. And I noticed this. I just happen to pay attention to when we sit up here and we proclaim people as being giants. Oh, that's that person is a giant in faith, a giant in holiness. That's another lie from the pit of hell. That is a lying. You a giant lie. There is no giants and holiness. I don't care how long you've been out. I don't care how long you've been in ministry. I don't care how popular you are. There are no giants in holiness. There are no giants in church. I don't care. You may be popular, but you're not a giant. Name me one giant that God used, Old Testament and New. Name one giant that God used. See, we got to stop using the vernacular of the world. And see, that's how we get off. Saying stuff that God has never said. God ain't never called. And Paul ain't never called. And none of these apostles in scripture ever called anybody a giant in scripture. Giants had to die. David killed a giant. In fact, the only reason why you have giants, watch this. The only reason why you had giants is because of fallen angels. Angels who left their first estate. They were in sin and got kicked out of heaven. And they mingled with the daughters of men and produced giants. And we talking about, oh, that's a giant in worship, a giant in praise, a giant in holiness, a giant, giants. God don't have no giants. He don't use giants. He said he'll make your name great. Now, Daddy, he told Abraham, I'll make your name great. He told him that. But he never said, Abraham, I'm going to make you a giant. Stop this lying. I'm going to do an episode on the cussing preacher. How about you cussers? You just say what you want to say just because you just big and bad enough to do it and can't nobody say nothing to you cussing preachers. God ain't for that. So, we have to get ourselves together and understand that we are deceiving and deceiving folk and allowing them to walk down a slippery slope, and their blood is going to be on your, not mine, it's going to be on your hands because of the lies you propagate. I didn't finish the story, but I want to, let's go back here to Numbers, because I'm going to do this. I'm going to finish the story and then I'm going to shut it down. So Numbers 13, again, Numbers 13. Well, you can read it. So we close with Numbers 13 and chapter 13. After Joshua and Caleb gives the report that they are well able to conquer and possess the land that God promised them through Abraham years before. And now when it's time to go possess the land, the other 10 that went with Joshua and Caleb says, no, we're not well able to conquer. No, we're not able because they're giants and we're grasshoppers in their sight. And so were we and theirs. And you have no idea what they thought of you because you were in and out, supposed to be in and out, just spying out the land. And when you go to chapter 14, now, because of the report from the 10, the whole congregation, I'm going to show you how when you have a false lying proclaimer, how you affect your congregation. They're crying and, oh, woe is me. And, oh, they just crying, they're crying, they're crying, they're crying. And they wanted to take up stones to stone Joshua and Caleb because of the report of the 10. Now, Joshua and Caleb said, Caleb's report was, we are well able. But they believed the lie that they could not do it. When you have weak leadership, you will weaken your body. Hold on. Let me go over here to Ephesians 4. I said that I was going to shut it down, but this is going to be my last scripture. And I'm going to finish what I'm saying, but I'm going to finish. This is going to be my last scripture in Ephesians. Now watch. When you have weak leadership affects the body. And weak leadership will cause the body not to grow. And weak leadership will cause cancers to develop in the church and in the congregation. And I don't have to tell you what cancer does to a body. You know, there are many testimonies of those who have had cancer, who beat cancer, and there's some who unfortunately died from cancer. So I don't need to tell you what cancer does. You know what cancer does. But watch this. A weak leader will cause cancers to develop in the body. But watch this. Paul said, and he gave, reference to God, what the diversity of spiritual giftings that God gave to the church. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. For what purpose, Paul? For the perfecting of the saints, and for the work of the ministry, for edifying the body in Christ. Now watch. For the perfecting. Christ says, be thou perfect. Now, when you look at the word perfect, I'm not talking about perfect and perfection in the way that the world defines perfection. But the word perfect means to be mature. So let's substitute the word perfect here. For the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, for the growing up of the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come into unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, again, unto a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And notice, he didn't say anything about being a giant. Paul didn't say nothing about that. Pastors, woe be unto you that destroy and scatter the sheep, that minister out of your own heart, that minister out of your own spirit, and God knows you ain't seen a blasted thing. Woe unto you. And woe unto you that operate and doing stuff in your church that God ain't with. The reason why Christmas is in my spirit, I was at work the other day, and they were shipping out stuff and shipping stuff, and trees was coming through the line. I said, it's September, and they got trees floating through here already. And then I thought about it, hit my spirit. In just a few months, we're going to be telling that lie that Jesus is the reason for the season. And that's a lie. Jesus is not the reason for that season. I'm going to say it again. Jesus is the reason for your being, period. It's in him we live. It's in him we move. And in him we live, and in him we have our being. So, at any rate, this is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, and with the place with the lip of truth endures forever. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in again to this episode. Again, we will be coming back to you in the month of October. Let me also let you know that we are moving into the season of no one really talks about this a lot, but we're moving into the season of Rosh Hashanah. We're moving into 10 days of fasting and prayer. 10 days of fasting and prayer. We will be at the church. Advertise this real quick. At the church in the Pressy Building at 5706 Turney Road, Suite 101. Right here in Garfield Heights. 10 days of fasting and prayer. We will be in the temple from 6 to 7. 1 hour of prayer. Again, Rosh Hashanah is that season where the Jews submitted themselves unto God because they wanted to be right before God, because they understood that God was going to... They wanted to be right because of how God would judge them in the new year. So remember, Rosh Hashanah, 10 days of fasting and prayer. And we're going to be at the temple from 6 to 7. Come, if you're in the Cleveland area, come join us. We're just going to come in, pray, and leave. That's it. 6 to 7 at 5706 Turney Road, Suite 101, right there on the first floor. Remember, hold on to him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Remember, we are not sinless, but we sin less because of him who became sin for us. God bless you. We'll see you in October with a brand new season of the Straight Truth Radio podcast. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you then.